The transition metals are also called the d-block metals because they're involved with partly filling the d-orbitals. Now the shapes of the d-orbitals go, there's one set where the lobes of the d-orbitals are lying between the axis. So in this case here, this is a d-y-z orbital. So we have the lobe sitting between the z and the y-axis. There's a dxz where the lobe's lying between the xz, and obviously there's going to be a dxy where they're lying between x and the y-axis. Then is the dz squared axis, which is just a single lobe with a toroidal section of electron density sitting around the middle, and the dx squared minus y squared where the lobes now sit on the axes. So I expect that you can draw, in this sort of schematic version, the d orbitals. Now strictly speaking, it's about partly filling the d orbitals. Actually, these guys at the end, zinc, cadmium and mercury, they're always treated as transition metals, even though they have got a completely filled set of d orbitals. The grouping, always in the periodic table, is to assist you in grouping chemical properties, physical properties of the elements. So in this case here, it's quite reasonable to put these guys with the other ones because they've got exactly the same sort of